All right, Coach, well, you made a move here today, sending Cole Johnson to Saskatoon. Just tell me about it.
Well, Sean, we just, given Cole an opportunity to go to another organization to play a more expanded role, which was something that he requested and something he wanted to, get an opportunity to. And we're fortunate enough also to pick up a couple assets in the future for a hockey team here. So it's a good situation for both Saskatoon and us. And, we wish Cole all the best and good luck in his future endeavors.
So there was some indication that he was hoping to play a little bit more, and you're able to accommodate that, you think?
Yeah, I think so. He's going to be an opportunity to go into Saskatoon, they've got some bodies that are out of the lineup right now. He's got an opportunity to go in there and play more minutes than he was getting here in with us with Subcurrent here. So it's a good opportunity for him also going forward in his career. And I also think no change would be good for this young man's career.
And certainly, he's been playing that third line role with you guys with Connor Chalk for a lot of this year. But lately, we've seen Arthur Miller really step his game back up again. We've seen Cole Gable be able to play some big minutes, and you guys have, throughout the time that you had injuries back in October, November, you really saw guys that were able to step up that have played fourth line minutes play third and second line minutes for you. So you're pretty comfortable with the depth you still have there to fill that hole?
Certainly do. We certainly do. That's where we're pretty pleased the way some of these young men have stepped up in those different situations, stuff like that. And that's kind of kept us going through that difficult time that we had there. And we're getting to a situation where we do have extra bodies here. And we call it a healthy competition within our team here to go out and play. And these kids have stepped up and done some really good things for us too. So we're pretty pleased with that. And looking forward to continue moving towards the playoffs here.
I know you've been away on a trip and logical as you're getting ready for the trade deadline, checking out what's available to you. And how has the trip been?
No, it's just been fine. We're just looking and, if we can find something that's going to help improve our hockey club for our playoff push, we're certainly going to do it. But again, make it very clear we're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize our future. So that's something that, we're very adamant about. It's going to be something that's going to help our hockey club, but not without giving up any of our future for going forward with the Subcurrent Broncos.
Is that a really hard thing to balance? I mean, you see some of the trades where, there are major assets sent one way or another to try to get guys that'll help right now. And while I'm sure would love to bolster your lineup, some of those prices are pretty high.
Yeah, teams, if they feel that, I can't speak for other teams, but they can pay what they feel they can afford to pay, and that doesn't mean that we have to pay that either. It may, in some way, people say it may dictate the way the market is, but the market is only what you pay for. So and that's why we're being very careful here, and with my staff here like that, we talk about this every single day here, what we can and can pay. And we're not going to do anything that's going to us going forward in the years to come.
Are you now? Obviously, you don't know what's going to be the price in the end, or what you'll be able to do or not do. Are you anticipating doing much significant, or if you do something, it would be like a move or two at most?
That's something I can't comment on, Sean. That still has to be, played out in the next few days here again. So, again, sometimes the best moves are the moves you don't make. So I'm just saying we're out here just looking, and if something makes a fit for us, we'll do it. If not, we'll stand pat and we're fine too. We're okay with that also too. But it's like anybody else. Everybody's out looking right now and talking, discussing. So all it is talking right now.
But I guess what I was trying to say is you're not necessarily looking to overhaul what you've got right now.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So it's we're pretty happy with what we have with our hockey club, but it's just doing our due diligence like everybody else in the league here, and to see if it's something that we can do to improve our hockey club. But if not, then we're fine the way we are.
Did you have a chance to watch Tuesday's game? What'd you make of it?
Yeah, great. Very happy the way the boys came back. Very, very happy the way they came back again. Again, you know, Quebec, we don't want to continue to get in habits of spotting teams' goals, but that never quit attitude that our boys have is something that it lets us know that we're in every hockey game, and it's very, very positive, and there's a real morale booster for us. And you know, we've won some quite a few games over the last little while here like that, but it's something that still, even coming back from that, just solidifies that, you know, we play every night. We're going to have a really good chance to win.
Well, you guys have played very well lately. 7 wins out of your last 8 games. What do you expect this weekend with Brandon and Prince Albert in town?
Well, we think Brandon, this is a very pivotal game for us here like that. We can even separate ourselves even more with that hockey team. And there's a team, you know, again, they're not happy where they are in the standings here. So they're going to come in, and it's going to be a very tough, difficult game here. You know, even though we've won quite a few games on a little stretch here like that, we're still not completely happy the way our game is. We've got a lot of areas that we still got to clean up on and to get better, to make a push towards the playoffs here like that. So, you know, we're happy with the points, there's no question about it, but we're still striving every day to get better.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.